So we should cry for Radharani that you please be kind to me. You are Krishna. You have Krishna. Radharani has captured Krishna. She's captured Krishna. She's captured Krishna by her love. So she can give you Krishna. Isn't it? Just like if you have something, you can give it. If you have, suppose you have a packet of crisps, you can give it to someone, can't you? If you haven't got it, you can't give it. So if you have Krishna, you can give it. You can give it. If you haven't got it, how are you going to give it? Isn't it? How can you give what you don't have? So Radharani has Krishna, she can give you Krishna. So she's calling you, come, come, take, take. But we are chasing after the other aspect of Radharani, and that's called Maya. Maha Maya is the shadow of Krishna. We are chasing after shadow of Krishna. We're not chasing after Krishna, we're chasing after shadow. So we are always chanting, give me this, give me that, give me, give me this. Isn't it? Give me this, give me car, give me this, give me television, give me nice house, give me lots of money, give me sweets, give me this, give me movies, give me videos, give me, what is this, computer games? Give me computer games. Huh? We're always chanting something. So Radharani is listening. Oh, they're not after Krishna, they're after something else. So if you want something else, then she provides that also by her inconceivable potency. If you're chasing after Krishna's external energy, then Mahamaya, Devi Hiye Saguna Mahi, Mama Maya Dharatiya, Maya, Shivate. So you have to chant so Radharani can hear you that you're sincere. If you're chanting and you're not sincere, then you're simply making noise. If there's no sincerity, then it's simply noise, isn't it? Just like if you're going, what's the point, isn't it? You can sit there all going, what will happen? Nothing. Because there's no sincerity, is there? If I sit there all day going, it is meaningless, because there's no sincerity. So it's not simply you chant and you have no meaning behind it. Then what are you wasting your time? You should chant Krishna, Krishna! Isn't it? You're calling Krishna. So don't think of other things. If you're chasing Krishna, don't think of other things. If you're chanting and you're thinking about when will I do this, when will I do that, this will happen, that will happen, when will I do that, then your mind is all over the place. That's not good chanting. You have to concentrate on Krishna. Just like the Goswamis, they were chanting, running around in a state of complete intoxication, madness after Krishna. So chanting should be very sincere, so that one should think that maybe by my sincere effort I may somehow or other beg the mercy of Radharani. And she will give me mercy, then I will be able to chant Krishna, 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 Krishna. And you'll never stop. When you get Radharani's mercy, you'll never stop chanting. Any other questions?
How can you judge whether your chanting is sincere or not?
Because if you chant sincerely, you'll see Krishna face to face. So if you're not seeing Krishna face to face, you're not sincere.
Why should we read?
Huh?
Why should we read?
Read. We have to read because the thing is that in our head, we have all rubbish. Our head is like a dustbin. And we've been putting rubbish into our head for a long time. Just like if you have a dustbin, and let's say you had a dustbin for 1,000,000 years, how much rubbish would it collect? Huh? We've had a dustbin for billions of years. So we've collected a lot of rubbish. Like that dust cart is going around. How much it's collecting? In one day it can fill up. So your head is full of rubbish. So because you have so much rubbish in there, then you have to get rid of the rubbish. So what does it say? Nityam naishta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya. Isn't it? By regularly hearing the Bhagavat. So one should be regular hearing, even if you don't like, just like in the beginning, when you have jaundice. Has anyone had jaundice here? You're lucky. If you catch jaundice, you can't eat anything. It's horrible. To eat is horrible. You will be sick if you eat. You feel horrible, disgusting. Food becomes disgusting. And the worst thing is sugar. Oh. I had when I was young jaundice, and it's like you want to keep it away. So the cure for jaundice is you eat this molasses, or what do they call it, sugar cane, or this is very important to eat. So it tastes horrible, but as you become cured, it tastes very sweet. You see, then you know you're getting better when it becomes very sweet. In the beginning, it's horrible, because you're in sick condition, disease condition. So similarly, when we're chanting in the beginning, there's no taste. We don't have any taste. We're just chanting like a machine. Sometimes you hear devotees, there's no concentration. But somehow, if we become sincere in our chanting, then gradually it becomes very sweet. Then we won't want to stop. Then you feel hungry to chant. You see, just like when you become cured from jaundice, then you become hungry. Immediately you become very hungry because your appetite has come back. So we have lost our appetite for Krishna. So in the beginning we have to read regularly so as our appetite comes back. In the beginning we have no appetite. Rather we have appetite for listening to pop music. We want to listen to the, what is that girl? Spicy Girls or something? Spicy Girls. We want to listen to them singing about spice. So we want to listen to Madonna or something like that. Huh? What do you listen to? What is it? Garage music or something? Garage or dustbin?
Garbage.
You're listening to garbage. Who's your favorite band? Who are you listening to? Garbage. Hyenas.
Oasis.
So Oasis, Garbage, Hyena Madonna. Whatever you're listening to. And the mind is attracted to that thing. So we have no attraction. Lord Chaitanya is saying, unfortunate as I am, I have no attraction. So we have to develop attraction. Just like we are mad after listening to pop music, watching indie movies. Who watches? What are you watching? Hindi movies? You watch Hindi movies?
Sham.
Who? Sham.
Sham.
Sham, come here.
What about here? Oh, he watches Indian movies? Who watches television? You watch Hindi movies? We're chasing after a Hindi movie. But we're not chasing Krishna. It's the material world. We're chasing after watching television, movies, listening to rubbish, talking rubbish. So the material world is like a big dustbin. And sometimes in the bottom of the dustbin you find this cockroach, isn't it? They're crawling around in the bottom of the dustbin just to get a little nectar. But there's no nectar in the bottom of the dustbin. So in the material world there's no happiness, there's no nectar, but there's some illusionary idea that these things will make us happy. Just like we want to watch in these movies, they always have a hero, isn't it? They always have some hero. What's his name? Amitabh Bachchan or whatever. Shokan. Sarup Khan. So everybody has a hero in the movies, a hero in music, a hero in the theater, a hero here, a hero there. All these heroes, but they're not heroes. They're idiots. In the material world, yes, they are zeros, not heroes. So don't become infatuated with this nonsense, because it will simply distract you. As soon as you become absorbed in material things, then Krishna goes a long way away. Krishna goes billions of miles away. Tadure tadvantike dharantarasya sarvasya tiru sarvashashya bhayataha. The Supreme Lord walks, He does not walk, He's very far away, and He's very near as well. You're going to watch your movies now? So, He's very far away and He's very near as well. If you want Krishna, then Prabhupada said He's nearer to you than your jugular vein. He's in your heart. He's the nearest thing you can get to you. But if you become attracted to Maya, then Krishna goes very far, billions of miles. Even if you travel at the speed of mind, mind is very fast. It's like if you think of somewhere, you can be there. If I think of the moon, I can be on the moon. It's true, I can be there immediately. So if you travel at that speed for billions of years, then you don't even come even within a small fraction of distance towards Krishna. So the more you bring Maya, Krishna goes. As soon as you absorb in Maya, as soon as you listen to rock, pop, top, or whatever it's called, then Krishna's gone. Then you're left with the simply some sand, some dust. Just like the cockroach in the bottom of the dustbin, he gets a little bit of rotten sabji. And he thinks, oh, I got something nice. So this is the meaning of ignorance. Okay, any other questions? You can't ask all of them. These are pandavas.
How did the panchatattva actually disappear? How did they go away?
How did they go away? They never go away. They're eternal. They never go away. They're always eternal. They appear to go away, but they don't go away. They're there.
How do they appear to go away?
How do they appear to go away? They disappear.
But they're eternal?
That's what I mean. They disappear from your sight, but they're always there. They never go anywhere. They're there eternally, but they disappear from your sight. Sometimes they appear, and sometimes they disappear. It's like Lord Chaitanya, he went in a temple and they couldn't find him anymore. Lord Nityananda also, Dvaita also. Any other questions?
How do you get a spiritual master?
How do you get a spiritual master? First of all, you have to want a spiritual master. Spiritual master should be understood. Krishna is known as Chaita Guru. Chaita. Chaita means in the heart. Krishna is in your heart. So he is your guru. Krishna is your guru in the heart. But because your brain is cloudy, Prabhupada said because you have cracked head, cloudy brain, then you can't see Krishna, like fog. When you're driving on the motorway, fog comes, you can't see. Everything is there, but you can't see it because of fog. So Krishna is there, but you can't see Him because you're foggy. Foggy. So how do you get rid of the fog? The sun has to come. When the sun comes, the sun is very powerful. It dissipates all the fog. If the sun is weak, it won't dissipate it, will it? So you have to find a very strong sun. So Krishna is in your heart and He is known as Chaita Guru. Why do we call Him Chaita Guru? Because He's giving direction. Krishna says, I am in your heart and I am directing the wanderings. I am giving direction to all living beings. And then externally Krishna manifests in so many ways. One of them is as the spiritual master, Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru. There are so many different types of Guru. It's not a singular, it's plural. There are different supports, just like Radharani is supporting you in your devotional service. So the guru is there, spiritual master will come, then you have to be sincere. Spiritual master is not a cheap thing, but if you want, then Krishna may send someone. But if he may not also, you can't demand from Krishna, you can only pray to Krishna that please send me someone that I may have faith to take shelter of that person. And you can take shelter of shiksha. Shiksha means instructing spiritual masters. So there are different instructing spiritual masters also. just like Jagannath Das Babaji was instructing spiritual master to Thakur Bhaktivinoda. Gaur Kishore Das Babaji was Diksha Guru of Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Thakur. So Prabhupada is our Diksha, Shiksha. He is the Shiksha Guru. Then his sincere disciples, they are also his pure representative. Although they may look like, just like Guru, one of the great offenses is to think the Guru to be some material thing, just like to think the deity is made of marble. If you think deity is made of marble, that is a great offense. If you think the Guru to be an ordinary human being, that is also a great offense. So Guru, what is the meaning of Guru? Means one who removes darkness. Removes the darkness. Guru. So one who removes the fog or the contamination. Just like sometimes when we want to see, we need glasses, isn't it? Who has glasses here? You have glasses. If you have no glasses, can you see? So the glasses, they are your support, isn't it? Guru. You see? They give you support so that you can see the object. So that which allows you to see Krishna, that is called Guru. So we have many different types of support in our love for Krishna. So we must have one living initiation from a living spiritual master. And Krishna says, Tadviri paripattena paripashena sevaya upatekshanti tekjnana janina tattva darshana. So he said, just try to find, what is that tattva darshana? Someone who is mad after Krishna, Prabhupada said. Find someone who is mad after Krishna, that is Guru. Someone who 24 hours a day is engaged in the service of Krishna, and one who knows the science of Krishna. He can give Krishna. He knows the science of Krishna. Any other question?
And you saying before we have to make a relationship with Lord Nityananda in one of the translations. Mm. How can you do that?
Why can you not do it? Nityananda is God. What can you not do? What can he not do? You have to simply call out, Nityananda. Just like Narottam Das is calling out, Nittai Parakamala, Koti Chandan Shushi. He's praying to Lord Nityananda. My dear Lord Nityananda, you are very kind. You are most merciful to all the fallen wretches, all the fallen fools, the Jagai and Madais. So Lord Nityananda, if you pray to him, he will always reciprocate. He's very kind. Lord Nityananda is most kind. So you simply pray to Lord Nityananda, my dear Lord Nityananda, I am a big fool. I am simply a big, foolish donkey. Isn't it? There's no bigger donkey than me. I'm a big donkey. And I simply am going, hee-haw, hee-haw, hee-haw. I have no intelligence, but I'm making a lot of noise. Hee-haw, hee-haw. Can you please be kind to me and simply give some shelter to this foolish animal? Pasu. Pasu means animal. I am like an animal. So if you pray very nicely to Lord Nityananda, because Lord Nityananda is there in your heart. So why you can't pray to him? You have to try, you see. You can't see him, just like right now, you can't see so many things. Does that mean they're not there? You can't see the sun. Does that mean the sun's not there? Do you believe in the sun? Why do you believe in the sun? You can't see it. Why do you believe in it?
Because I hear, I can see the rain.
Huh? You can't. Where is it? No rain?
You have seen arrows.
Huh?
I saw it yesterday.
Yeah. But you don't know if you see it tomorrow.
I'm seeing
years. No, you have faith in the sun. So how, if you can have faith in a material thing, why can't you have faith in a spiritual thing? You can have faith in a material thing because you have faith that the sun is very big, very great. Therefore, it's there. Even though you may think, a child may think, oh, sun has disappeared. But you know sun is there, don't you? Because it's very great. It hasn't been destroyed by anyone. But if you see a spider, you may not know if it's still there, isn't it? Maybe somebody stepped on it or it got killed or something. But big thing, you have faith, it's there. When it's a big thing. So if you can believe in the sun, which is only a small planet, then what to speak of Lord Nityananda? You don't have faith. You're thinking, oh, does he exist? I don't know. I haven't seen. So, but you can have faith in the sun because every day you are seeing. Every day you are seeing, therefore you can have faith. So, the seeing, you must see not with your eyes. Everyone is seeing with their eyes, so they have faith. But you must see, what must you see with?
Yes.
Huh? Yeah, you have to see with shastra, shastra chakshush. Shastra chakshush means with the eye of shastra. You see with the eye of shastra. Because the eye of shastra is the absolute plane. Krishna says, what does he say in Bhagavad Gita? That I am the Vedas. I am the compiler of Vedas. He has compiled the Vedas, therefore the Vedas are Krishna. And if you want to see Krishna, he has come in the form of the Vedas, shastra, chakshus. Through that eye you can see. Don't see through your fleshy eye. That will disappear after a while. You'll need glasses. Like Krishna Prachar. You'll need glasses. So that eye is not a very good eye. Why have so much faith in it? Isn't it? If you take your glasses away, can you see? You see, it's difficult. So those eyes are useless. But Premanjara Charita Bhakti Valochanena, Lord Brahma is saying, when your eyes are anointed with the salve of love, when you have some love, everyone is trying to love in the material world, but when you have some love for Krishna, some love for Lord Chaitanya, some love for Lord Nityananda, then you will see. Then Krishna will come and say, here I am. Isn't it? He will come. He can't come at your call. He will come at his call. You can't, just like now, you can say, hey son, come on, I want to see you now. Come here immediately. Then you're an idiot, isn't it? Suppose you go out in the middle of the street shouting at the sun. I ordered you, come here now. Get here immediately or you're in trouble. You'll simply be making yourself hoarse. But in its own time, the sun will come. You don't have to force. So in Krishna's sweet will, sweet time, so Lord Chaitanya is saying, Mama Jambani Jambani Shwari, even birth after birth, I will wait. I don't care whether you make me brokenhearted by never allowing me to see you, or you may crush me or by your embrace, you may do so many things. I am your eternal servant, birth after birth. Mama Jambani Jambani. Birth after birth, I am your eternal servant. I don't care what you do, I know what I should do. And that is, I will serve you no matter what. No conditions. Without any motivation, interruption, or any kind of condition. Without any. I have no desire then to satisfy you. And if you want that I should stay in the material world for millions of births, I will stay here. Whatever you want, that will happen. But from my side, I simply cannot forget you for one moment. This is a very high platform. Everybody wants something, but the devotee wants to please Krishna, nothing else. Any other questions? Did that answer your question?
Yeah. You were saying about listening to pop music and watching movies and going out. But some people may justify doing that just to fit in with the friends.
Yeah.
So what advice or what would you say?
Well, somehow you have to Krishnaize everything. Krishnaize everything. So this is a secret how to do. Just like Prabhupada says, if a woman, if she has married but she's found another lover, sometimes a woman, married woman, especially in Western society, they have more than one lover. They have a husband and so many others. But if she has one lover, so she may be all the time thinking, oh, when I can get out of the house and meet my lover. So the husband, she's looking after the husband, but she's probably not thinking much. But she's pretending that she's looking after her. But her real heart is somewhere else. So similarly, we have to carry on our material activity, but in our heart, then we have to try to Krishnaize everything so that we can find a way to bring Krishna into that thing. So if we want to watch television, watch videos, try and watch video of Krishna, Prahlad Maharaj or something like that. And instead of just talking rubbish, we can talk philosophy to people. Challenge them. We can challenge them and discuss with them. And our friends, we can have music, just like we're sitting here having nice music. We're going to take some nice prasad, have some nice to drink. So where is the loss? You watch television and all these things, you simply get a headache watching all this rubbish. It's like people watch the news and then it's, oh, this person fell off a building and knocked his head. This airplane fell in the sea and President Clinton is going to court and so many things are there. What is all that rubbish? All sad stories. But if you read the nice stories from Srimad Bhagavatam, just like Ajamil has brought out this Bhagavatam for children. So there are nice, so many nice stories there. Simply by reading you will become purified and you will lose all attachment to these nonsense things. It's possible, but if you have to make only associate with devotees, why should you associate with non-devotees? Then you become non-devotee. If you associate with a drunk, you become a drunk. If you associate with a thief, you become a thief. If you associate with someone who smokes, you'll start to smoke. So always associate with devotees. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, I would rather be a cockroach in the family of a devotee than to be Lord Brahma without Krishna. A worm in a devotee's house. He would rather be a cockroach so he can come to Arti and hear Krishna Kirtan than to be Lord Brahma and to forget Krishna. That's Bhaktivinoda Thakur's prayer. So why should we associate with non-devotees? Then we become contaminated. And better to just associate with Krishna. Just like Mirabai. Mirabai didn't like association in the royal household of the, she was a princess in Rajasthan. So all she did was sit all day with the deep. And now she's famous, Mirabai, isn't it? Mirabai Bhajan. She's singing all day, Krishna, Krishna. So she was very beautiful. So she never married. She left her husband, everything. She became a great devotee. Because at the time of death, we all have to leave our body. So those people won't help us anymore. You can call out for so many friends to come. No one will help you. They'll all be gone. So what is the use of this so-called friendship? Just for one while we think we have a friend, but then ultimately all of these things will disappear. Everything will disappear. And then you have to realize that all we have left is Krishna. Okay, I'm going to stop here. 10 o'clock. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Namo Sena ki jai. Go Premananda. So you can take prasad now or whatever you want. I have to go.